We met on the sidewalk not far from Pike Place Market. A young guy in jeans and a sweatshirt? That's Larry Klum, the counselor. He's teamed up with a man named Carlo Garcia, one of those downtown ambassadors who wear bright yellow jackets.
Right now, I think Carlo and I will go look for an individual. We'll call her Shirley.
This is Klum's new job, looking for people with severe mental illness.
She has issues with auditory hallucinations, and lately we've seen her on street corners yelling at various folks, tourists, calling them child molesters or crying out in distress.
She was seen shouting at people a few hours ago outside the busy McDonald's on 3rd Ave. Klum just wants to touch base.
Say hi. Hopefully she'll remember me.
Until recently, Klum was working in a hospital in Federal Way as a social worker for people who are delusional and psychotic. Then he landed this job as Seattle's new counselor on the streets, funded by the Union Gospel Mission and the Downtown Business Improvement District. Klum says his ultimate goal is to get the people off the streets and into treatment, but they have to go voluntarily, so it's a long process.
At first, just walk by and make eye contact. Second time, you might say hello. You might comment on the weather and get a name. It's just a progression of building rapport. So I don't see her here.
The woman he's calling Shirley is nowhere to be seen.
Go down one more block.
They say, let's go look near the police station on 8th Ave.
It's because she trusts police. She feels safe with them.
Sure enough, she's sitting outside the police station with her back toward us. She's facing a statue, maybe talking to it.
So I'm going to go over there first and just talk with her a bit. Hopefully she'll talk to me.
She does chat for a couple minutes. They'll try again tomorrow or next week. A few blocks from here, Klum had his first big success. He got an early morning call that a disturbed woman, probably in her 40s, was walking into traffic downtown. It took him a while to find her. They radioed all the street ambassadors, and a street sweeper radioed back that he could see her. Klum and Garcia went together.
This person is one of the most treatment-resistant homeless persons with mental illness that you guys know of, right? You've known her for a couple years, at least?
Three years.
And every time she's been contacted, she puts the walls up.
This time, she agrees to sit down for donuts and coffee.
And we sat there for a couple hours, Carlo and I, talking with her about conspiracy issues. And every now and then, we'd highlight her strengths, how much of a survivor she is, how good she is at her artwork.
Eventually, the woman agrees to go to a crisis center where she can get out of the rain. She can stay there for a couple weeks. Hundreds of homeless people live downtown. Only a fraction are in a psychotic state. Klum's job is to build trust with them and be ready whenever a shop owner or building manager is trying to deal with someone who seems to have lost touch with reality. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.